Tell me about the Toronto Marathon.
So unfortunately, you know, sports is quite cruel in some ways. So I'd had a bit of pain in my ankle kind of leading up to the race, but I was still able to run. As a marathon runner, you get a lot of little niggles and things. So I just thought, oh, it's just another little niggle. So I started the race and it started just to get worse and worse throughout the race. And we were still running quite quick. I was still on for quite a good time. We went through 10 miles in under 60 minutes. But I just remember just all of a sudden this... the pain really, really suddenly increased, and then I just couldn't run another step. And I just classically tried to sort of hobble on, but I couldn't because the pain was too much, and I couldn't wait there. So just sat on the curbside, sort of reminded me of Paula Radcliffe in Athens, just sat there waiting for someone to come and find me.
This should have been the pinnacle of your career, representing your country at an international marathon, and there you are sitting by the curbside at mile 10, unable to go on. How was that?
It almost feels that I don't really justify being able to wear that England vest because I never finished the race. So I'm now quite hesitant to say that I've had an international debut because I feel like it didn't really happen because I didn't finish it. So I feel like I have a lot of unfinished business with the England vest.
When you came back to the UK, you had tests done, and what was the outcome?
So I saw a sports medicine doctor. She kind of clinically diagnosed me with a stress fracture and then had an MRI which confirmed that. Consequently, we also found out that my bone density was reduced, so having osteopenia, which is like the precursor to osteoporosis, and some osteoporosis in my spine as well. So it was a bit of a shocking revelation.
And your problems with your spine were linked to red S, relative energy deficiency in sport.
Yeah, so when I saw my sports medicine doctor, that's sort of her main diagnosis and sort of the cause of the stress fracture. So low bone density, stress fractures, one of the big things that's often associated with it.
And what caused that?
For a long period of time, I wasn't menstruating, so I wasn't having periods. So it was probably 8 years of not having periods, and it's a really important process. I think people go, oh wow, you don't have them, that's a great thing not to be having to deal with every month, but actually it's very important for your bone health, as the hormone estrogen and some other hormones as well are very bone protective and they help build up your bones. So
having your period is actually vital to building the strength of your bones.
Well, it's your hormones are part of that, and obviously your period is part of a hormone process and a hormone cycle. So your period is more like your barometer to your hormone health. So it's actually a really good sign to say that hormonally you're quite healthy. So by not having your period, it's sort of this indicator that your hormones aren't doing the job that they should do, and that because you've not got enough energy, your body's sort of shutting down one of those processes.